You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, it's the visual arts. I'm joined, as usual, by Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari. Great to have you back.
Glad to be here, Lisa.
Got a special guest as well. He's the Executive Producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, James Partridge. Hi, James.
Hi, Lisa.
How does that blues festival tie into the visual arts in the Ann Arbor area?
The Blues Festival this year is exhibiting its new collection of photographs that we have curated from some incredible concert photographers who were present at the original festivals from 1969 and 1970. And we are launching that exhibit at the Ann Arbor Art Fairs this year.
I'm used to the art fairs being all about like just going and buying and selling art, but this is a bit of a different kind of direction.
Yes, it is. We are actually really just planning to show off these photographs. We think that these portray a really significant part of Ann Arbor history. We are so proud of what has happened here. We think everybody should really see it and experience it.
Are there particular moments that are captured in these images that you expect people will really love or be surprised by?
I do. Yeah, there are a lot of images. I mean, there are your typical concert images where you see phenomenal close-ups of B.B. King and Freddie King performing.
In Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor, you know, with obviously the typical guitar face, you know, that you see. With the images that moved me the most were some of the backstage images. There's an incredible photograph of B.B. King and Big Mama Thornton and Son House and Roosevelt Sykes and Junior Wells and a variety of other people all gathered backstage. And you don't know what they're talking about, but they're joking around and they're having fun. And, you know, that is just an unscripted, relaxed, you know, intimate moment that I think is really, really cool. There's another photograph, too, that really has become iconic. It's a photograph of Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf backstage together. First of all, just the fact that these two giants of the blues were together here in Ann Arbor is exciting enough. But the fact that they're together and that they're laughing, and it's a casual, unscripted moment is just spectacular.
Who took the pictures?
In this exhibit, we're showing photographs by two photographers. One is a gentleman by the name of Tom Coppy, who was at the time a photographer for the Michigan Daily and has since gone on to become one of the most respected concert photographers of our era. And the other is a man by the name of Baron Wolman. And Baron was Rolling Stone magazine's first photographer, and he was on assignment for Rolling Stone. And some of these photographs from the Ann Arbor Blues Festival that he took here in 1969 ended up in a book that he did with another photographer named Jim Marshall called Festivals. So he included in that book were images from Woodstock, which occurred 2 weeks later, and several other festivals that they took that year.
What will the space look like?
It's definitely not going to be your typical art fair booth. What we are hoping to do is sort of take people back in time to what one might have experienced had they lived in 1969, 1970. So when they walk into the booth, they're going to hopefully feel like they're in a 1969 era living room. There will be wood paneling and a brick wall and a console television with a record player playing some vintage blues, spinning vinyl from Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and maybe some Rolling Stones. Even though we have 24 images on display, our space is not large enough to display them all at once. So that's actually why we designed the space like this. They'll probably only see four, maybe five images at a time. So every time somebody comes back and passes by, we're going to rotate these images, and they will probably get a different a different look and a different feel every time they walk by.
You can't have James Partridge, executive producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, here without getting in a plug when that's coming up this year, right?
That is. It's August 17th and 18th at the Washtenaw Farm Council Fairgrounds.
And where will we find you at the art fair? What booth?
We're in booth 302. We will be over by the MDEN and the State Theater on Liberty and State.
Which is prime time location, Lisa. It's also conveniently part of a new numbering system that's going to be debuted this year at the art fairs. So they're working with the city, and whereas the booths typically have just had just like regular numbers,
right.
Now they'll have a kind of a two-part code. The first part will be two letters from the street name, and then the second part will be a number that relates to the actual street numbers. So your booth is 302.
Right.
You're in front of MDEN, which has the address 303, so it makes total sense. So I don't know what the state street code is, but like Main Street is MN, Maynard Street is MA, and so it will be MA571. And so
is this just to make it easier to find them?
So much easier to find artists that you know and love. So it's very cool. Another innovation at the art fairs this year.
Nice.
Couple other things coming up in town. What else is happening, Omari?
So the Ann Arbor Art Center is having their set of summer flings. These are art flings that are part of
Why'd
their.
Why'd you look at me like that?
It's part of their straight up art series where they pop up art exhibitions in bars and
awesome.
Coffee houses around town. So the one on July 19 is going to be at Hyperion Coffee, and it will feature Olivia Gooderson. Olivia did work there on this indoor mural project. Black and white line drawings, lots of great energy in her work. And when you're there, there'll be a DJ. They'll have a paint your own succulent pot. So drop by there, Hyperion Coffee, Ann Arbor Art Center, July 19. And then, you know, the University of Michigan Museum of Art, also known as UMA. It looks like it has a fence around it right now, but the space is like totally open. They're just doing like grounds, kind of like underground work at the University of Michigan. But so UMA is open now, and they would love to have you there in the second half of July in particular, as they have a really wonderful set of activities for families. So that ranges from drop-in drawing exercises to things that are about like storytelling. They even have this mild memory loss experience where you can go if you are someone who is experiencing mild memory loss with your kind of care partner and walk around the space with a docent and just kind of interact with the work, respond to it in ways that I think they envision and imagine will be soothing and stimulating and just a really great experience. You know, they're opening up access to their collection to a wide range of people. This kind of accessibility is exactly where our field really shines. And so I'm thankful to see UMA, you know, making their space available.
I know the union is under construction across the street, but UMA, even though there's fences, they want you to know UMA is open. Omari Rush is, again, the Executive Director of Culture Source, Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us, and James Partridge, Executive Producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. We'll put all the links and information on our website, WEMU.org.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lisa.